My friend David Lyon Morris has come from New Zealand to Finland yesterday. Welcome to Finland.
Kiitos. It's good to be back in my second home again. And the sun was shining, which was wonderful when I arrived.
It's great that you have a love for Finland when you think about Finland and New Zealand. The farther away you couldn't get on earth.
That's right. Well, I think that's, you know, the Bible talks about and all the ends of the earth will know the Lord. And so I think it's a powerful thought that we can care for one another across the world. And of course, Jesus holds the whole world in his hands. So it's nothing for him to link between his palm and his finger between our two nations. We're closer than we think. And I think over these 20 years, I've been learning that we can have a real heart for each other. We can pray for each other. My church in Auckland has been praying for Finland for revival over the last few months. And that's exciting for me. I immediately have a heart for your nation because God loves Finland. And
we in Finland, we love your music. And I think you have had a kind of a different waves with music in Finland during these last 20 years.
That's right. Yeah, so when I first used to come, I came with Graham Kendrick. And so that was encouraging, especially the Lutheran youth, to think about modern music for worship. And of course, people like the Mikkel Goes to Heaven guys came out of all that. And lots of good things came from that. Then I used to work with a small British band, and we used to do like a real fun kind of concert, which we took into high schools and things like that. That was great. And then I started to work more with Finnish musicians, and that was a deepening. So we started to play. I started to play with people like Lasse Heikkilä and all kinds of great musicians, Karle Mannila, and so many great musicians I've worked with. And I think that was about starting to deepen this friendship. And understanding of what God wants to do in this nation. I've almost been a part of what he's doing with the Finnish musicians more than me bringing something. It's almost like more joining something. There's been this encouragement that we're meant to encourage each other to keep going, keep singing, keep playing. Don't let the world silence you, but keep singing the new song. Psalm 40 talks about, you know, putting our feet on the rock and singing a new song. And I think that's so true today that we need to keep, and Radio Day, proclaiming the message. We keep singing and allowing the gospel to speak through the music.
Am I right that your music is even more famous in Finland and you than in New Zealand?
Absolutely. It's true. I say that to people here, they don't believe me, but it's true. So in New Zealand, we're a small country, and our musicians really struggle. It's so hard to make a living because you can't just pop over to Sweden or to Germany or whatever. Everything's a long way away. So it's 3 hours just to Australia, and of course Australia's got lots of good musicians anyway. We tend to be the little brother. They're not so keen on us. So then you're talking about flying at least 9-12 hours to Singapore. Or, you know, so it's a long way to everywhere. So it's a hard life, but I think it makes you do it for the right reasons. You can't really do it for money, so you do it for love. You do it for the Lord, and so I think it makes our ministries quite strong, because we're tough in that sense. We don't have everything provided. We're pioneers, and New Zealanders are pioneering people anyway. We've only been there for 200 years maximum, so. We're used to starting things.
And even you have been having concerts here in Finland about 20 years, I think you still get new people who are like, oh, David Lyon Morris. Like, well, a few years ago you went to Seina Joki Pentecostal and they were so in love with your music.
That's wonderful for me because, as I said, when I first came, it was very much Lutheran work, and especially with Kansalaitis. And so that was the mission. It was small towns, which was a good way to start. I think it was a wonderful way to get to know the nation was through the small towns. And then later, I was allowed to sing in Helsinki. It was years later. And then later, amongst some of the Pentecostal churches and some of the free churches. And so it's been this like a flower opening up slowly. And even with the cathedrals in Helsinki, it took 17 years until I could sing in the cathedral. I think that's good in a way. You have to earn trust with people before you get to sing in a cathedral. They need to know that who you are and what your message is. And they knew that I've been doing this for 17 years. I love this nation. I'm not just passing by. This is our mission, and we're committed to this. And so that opens doors for you in time. And of course, Radio Day has been very kind to us because you've always played our music, and because you have this friendship with New Zealand, it means that's brought a special blessing. You know, God commands a blessing where we stand in unity. And so, kiitos paljon, Radio Day.
During this program, we are going to play your new CD, Northland. And this is the third CD you're really making the music with the Finnish musicians.
That's right. Yeah, and I think Northland is a beautiful title because it's about a part of New Zealand called Northland, which is a beautiful part of New Zealand, strongly Maori part. It's probably the most beautiful but the poorest part of New Zealand. So you know that Jesus loves places like that. So it's about Northland and New Zealand, but of course Finland is the great Northland. So it's very much about Finland, Suomi as well. And it's a real partnership, this album, between Anders Liljeström and Markus Vainiomaki and Jarmo Poutu and us. And it tells the stories of our families in the album. And I think it has maybe a sound, some of the songs sound like Finland, some of them sound like New Zealand. And hopefully it mixes together beautifully and makes a picture of the kingdom of God. That's our prayer.
So, David, you have been doing music now about 50 years. And the first song we are hearing is something about that. Tell about the music in me.
Yes, this is wonderful. I wrote this for my 50th. birthday, and I was looking back on my life and very grateful to God for the people He's put in my life, for the family that I have, for the music that started. When I was very small, I had older brothers and they were playing the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. So this is 1963, 64, 65, the heyday of this British music, and it really touched me. And so I've had this privilege to be involved with this music ever since. And then, of course, I became a Christian at about the age of 16. So this brought a new dynamic to the music. I heard people like Larry Norman, who came from America to New Zealand to share the gospel. And so it started to add up, the beauty of the music and the beauty of the gospel message. And so for those next 35 years, I've been singing gospel music. But the song's a celebration. It talks about some of the great people that I've met and played with,